this June 14th, 2017 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. I'm Chairman Harker, and I will be presiding over tonight's meeting. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Yes. Olson?
Here.
Vineyard is absent. Gockman is absent. Goins?
Here.
Horez?
Here.
Markham?
Here.
Harker?
Here.
Thank you.
Previous meeting minutes. Can I get a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the May 10th, 2017 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Does anybody have any questions, or do we need to make any amendments to those meeting minutes? Seeing as there's none. Can I get a roll call vote on the motion to approve as is?
Yes. Goins?
Yes.
Horez?
Present.
Markham?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Harker?
Yes.
Thank you.
The minutes are approved. Okay, moving on here, we have the citizen comments. Are there any citizen comments from the public tonight regarding any topic that's not on tonight's agenda? Which, are you talking about the text amendment, or are you talking about the Semper Fi land use?
Number two, so.
Okay, that's actually not, so this would be a good time for you to bring that up. So if you would, before you start, you know, state your name. Did you sign in on that clipboard for us, too? Okay, awesome, good job.
Yeah, we have a large audience tonight, as you can see.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for listening to my comments. I'm not actually a Yorkville resident. I'm a Bristol resident. But that particular action is very close proximity to my subdivision. And as I know, because yesterday was the due date, I pay a very hefty amount of property taxes to the community that also supports Yorkville. Situations, schools and whatnot, and we want all of that to be good. I will preface my statement. I'm sort of here, and as you're discussing the 1.5 mile proximity, I'm kind of in the same boat. I'm expressing my views because of proximity. I have in the past used, due to a medical situation in our family, we needed to seek out someone to do our lawn service. I did use Semper Fi. They were wonderful. I have no issues with them as a company. I want to stress that part. I do, however, have concerns about environmental and both noise and air pollution possibilities. Our water source is, we have septic and well in that area. And in my lifetime, I don't anticipate that we will see that we will be ever being linked into the Yorkville water system. So I have to depend on my water source, and I have to depend on environmentally keeping my neighborhood such that people will be interested down the road in purchasing property within our neighborhood. I have only been here about 22 years. I'm not a lifer of Yorkville, but I have been here long enough to see a lot of changes out here. And I respect all of the work that people like you do. It's oftentimes a thankless job, but as a neighbor to Yorkville and as someone that wants to be proud of our community, I do have concerns about the proximity. That little stretch, while it may be laughable to some, that's our downtown. That's our main quarter of Bristol. That's it. And we don't have a lot, and we don't have really a mayor or a council to go to. And so I defer to you to at least take into consideration the fact that I know many of my neighbors went to the meeting on Monday night and shared their information with the Planning and Zoning for Kendall County. And I respect everyone's opinion. I respect the opportunity for someone to have independent business opportunities and the entrepreneurs and all of that. I just have a lot of concern about the traffic, the road use and just environmentally, what noise and pollution, smell, things that might be out there that, quite honestly, none of us will know until it happens. And then sometimes that's too late to make the change. So I did read the article in the Beacon News a couple of weeks ago, and I respectfully appreciate all of the parameters that were put into place that are being considered for the steps being taken on this. But I guess from the bottom of my heart, I really hope that there will be serious consideration taken as to the type of business that is really in the best interest of that location and that proximity to a neighborhood that does pay very significant taxes. And if that does reduce our opportunity to have our neighborhood stay strong, and just like probably some of you in the Yorkville area, you know, we're struggling back from a tough economy and property values here, you could put the same property in a different location and the value would be far greater than what we're seeing here. So we would like to keep our neighborhood nice. We have, I think, a lot to offer as a good neighbor to Yorkville, and I respectfully ask you to take serious consideration as you make your plans on making any actions on this particular topic.
Thank you. And ma'am, what was your name?
I'm sorry, I was supposed to say that in the beginning. I wrote it on the sheet. My name is Janet Kennan, and I am in the woods of Blackberry Oaks.
Okay. Thank you, Janet.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. This is the first citizen comments. Awesome. All righty. We're going to move on to the public hearing. There is one public hearing scheduled for tonight's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. The purpose of this hearing is to invite testimony from members of the public regarding the proposed request that is being considered before the board tonight. Public testimony from persons present wish to speak may be in favor of or against the request, or ask questions of the petitioner regarding the request being heard. Those persons wishing to testify are asked to speak clearly, one at a time, and state your name and who you represent, if anyone. You're also asked to sign in at the podium if you haven't already done so. If you plan to speak at tonight's hearing as a petitioner or a member of the public, please stand, raise your right hand, and repeat after me. Yeah? No? Awesome. All right. Seeing there's none, we'll move on. So I don't need to worry about that. I'm just going to open it up, right? Okay. May I have a motion to open the public hearing on petition number PZC 2017-06?
Motion.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Goins?
Yes.
Jerez?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Harker?
Yes. Okay. PZC 2017-06, the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois petitioner is proposing a text amendment for consideration of updates to Chapter 18, Telecommunication Tower and Antenna Regulations of the United City of Yorkville Zoning Ordinance regarding small cell antennas.
Okay. General request is not a lot in Chapter 18 that needs to be amended, which is the area of the code that the Planning and Zoning Commission would review. In essence, we are allowing small cell towers to be located within the right-of-way. Typically, the right-of-way is regulated for those types of essential utilities, water, sewer, your dryer utilities like electric and gas. But as technology has advanced, there is a movement to start seeing cell tower access as one of those essential utilities. So cell towers begin to petition to the state to ask for access within that right-of-way. And as part of that, we've gotten a few permits into the city requesting co-location of cell antennas on top of our existing utility poles. We did not have any regulations that allowed it, and we didn't have any regulations that didn't allow it. So we found ourselves in a situation where we had to deny permits based off of criteria that is really established for small cell antennas in the private side of the road, which is what you would see people putting cell towers and antennas on the private side. So this ordinance is an opportunity to clear that up, to provide specificity on what it is that we're going to require for these telecommunication antennas within our right-of-way. But a lot of that is going to be addressed in Chapter 8, which is the public right-of-way, which is more of the public works section. But we had to address it in Chapter 18, which is in zoning, to say, refer to Chapter 8 if you're going to locate in the right-of-way. So that's all you're amending. You're amending the opportunity to include language if someone were to come in and look in that section, because we have a section called telecommunications and towers and antennas, to then refer them to Chapter 8, which will give them more information for locating within the right-of-way. We did kind of clean up some of the definitions so that they're more consistent. We used a template from the Illinois Municipal League on how to create criteria for this. So if you look, staff prepared as an attachment to Chapter 8, which is not under your purview, of where the changes will occur, as well as Chapter 18, which is under your purview and what you're reviewing tonight, just to show where we are including that caveat to refer to Chapter 8 and changes in definitions. So if you have any questions for me, I'll be happy to answer them. But this has already gone to Public Works. They've recommended it for approval. Once we have our opportunity to record a recommendation, I'll go to City Council for final consideration.
When you approve, like, just put a antenna on the existing utility?
Correct. And we.
Are there fins on it? Or is it just
a no, screen? You wouldn't. It's actually, it looks like a cap. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference. It looks like a square cap. It's very innocuous. You wouldn't notice it's there. Especially seeing that the height is above eye level, you have to really look up. We did have a structural engineer verify, because they had to provide us with plans stamped by a structural engineer, and then we had an outside structural engineer review to make sure that it would be stable, but it wouldn't cause or, you know, a breakage or anything of that nature.
The standalone towers on a pole, and those can be done. 75 foot, is that?
Those can get tall. These are more for the ones that are going to locate on existing poles, but those can. We did have an application come in for a standalone one right in front of City Hall that we ended up rejecting. And then they came back and they found a way to locate on an existing pole.
I want to say you got language in here that basically says that the city reserves the right, regardless of what people send you, to thumbs up or thumbs down.
We do have that right, but it has to be based off the criteria. So the criteria is established in Chapter 8, which is not under our purview. The only thing under our purview tonight is Chapter 18, which says refer to Chapter 8.
Perhaps not the business, but what's the permit fee for them coming up with that?
There is a standard permit fee. I want to say it's $100. But then there's also engineering review. Those are deposits and fees that are separate. But just for our building permit purposes, it's a standard fee of $100.
Also, too, not necessarily within our purview, but is there a cap on the number that can be placed on one particular?
Not in the ordinance, but it's depending upon engineering, structural engineering review. There's opportunities for co-location, but as technology advances, I don't think it's going to be an issue where they're going to be stacking more and more. If you see, like on our water tower, we have the antennas. These are just the antennas. You can have up to like four carriers with an antenna that's shaped like a triangle, and it's like a 12 little small antennas. So that'll be under review by engineering as well.
They don't get charged to rent because it's in the right of way, correct? It's not on city property.
Correct. Correct. Only when it's located on top of our structures or on our private property will they be charged a lease? We enter into.
Do they go to ComEd or what else?
Yes, they have to get approval.
They go through that.
Correct. Or AT&T, because we do have telephone poles in the background. I think this one was an AT&T pole.
Okay. I have a question. I know I've seen it, the technology is changing so much that from what they want to kind of do is the same kind of things on top of light bulbs, like the light that you have by yourself, like little repeaters.
This is the same.
So that would address
this would address that. Any poles or structures within our right of way.
Okay. So it's a city pole or those common poles?
Those would be the city's responsibility to maintain, but it's within like 47. That would be the state's.
But like in subdivisions?
In subdivisions, then that would be the city's because it would be within the right of way.
And then would you want that?
No, because it's in the right of way. We typically wouldn't enter into a lease agreement. Only a lease agreement if it's on our water tower or within our private property, like the one that we had at Wheaton Woods in the park.
So they pretty much go through the whole town with these little things on?
Because they are now beginning to be considered essential utilities, just like we don't charge ComEd to run service within our right of way.
Okay. Any other questions? Since all the public testimony has been taken, may I have a motion to close out the taking of this public hearing?
So moved.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Jerez.
Yes.
Markham.
Yes.
Olson.
Yes.
Goins.
Yes.
Harker.
Yes. All right. Moving on to new business. After we're closing out, since we closed out public hearings. New business, PCC 2017-06, the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, petitioner is proposing a text amendment for consideration of updates to Chapter 18.
Oh, we just voted on that.
Oh, we did both in one.
Right.
Okay, all right.
Well, see,
that's what I was thinking. Like, we were going to make our action down here, and then we were going
to
read it.
Right, but you took a vote to close out, or did you take a vote
to close out of the public hearing?
Okay, that's my fault.
Okay, is that all right?
I thought you took a vote to on the matter. Yes, you're right. Go ahead.
Okay. It's so hot in here. Why don't we do that? Thank you so much better. She's done, right? Okay. All right. In consideration of updates to Chapter 18, telecommunication tower and antenna regulations. In the United City of Yorkville, zoning ordinance, small cell antennas. All right. Well, I know we've already just talked about it, right? Anybody have any questions? Any further questions? Comments? Everybody feel that's great? Good thing. We're going to you give it a thumbs up, a yes, or an approval?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Now,
can I get a vote on the motion to accept the recommendations on this request, please?
There should be language.
We're going to read that, right? Somebody needs to say yes and then second it.
In consideration of testimony presented during the public hearing of 2017, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval to the City Council for a request to amend Chapter 18 Telecommunications and Antenna Regulations to the United City of Yorkville's own ordinance as it relates to small cell antennas presented by staff in a memorandum dated April 26, 2017.
Awesome. Can we get a second?
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion.
Yes. Markham?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
Jerez?
Yes.
And Harker?
Yes. Alright. Okay. Happen again here in like 3 seconds. All right, the next item for new business, PZC 2017-05, Semper Fi Land, Inc., Petitioner has filed an application with Kendall County requesting a special use authorization to operate a waste composting facility. The property is located at 1996 Cannonball Trail in Bristol Township, approximately a half mile south of Galena Road. All right.
So, as you know, Yorkville has the ability to review plans and changes and zoning and land use in areas that are within a mile and a half of our corporate boundaries. And this particular property lies within that area. And so we have jurisdiction and the ability to review and provide recommendations or comments to the county. We do not have the authority to make final determination on this project. This project is about 5.5 acres of land that is wholly surrounded by Yorkville, which is unique in that sense. And the surrounding area is zoned residential. It actually has a plan, an approved plan from 2006 for a residential development that has yet to get final plat and construction started. The petitioner is requesting to start a landscape and yard waste operation. There will be no food or organic waste material being permitted on the site, and a majority of the waste will be turned over into mulch or composting. It is estimated that the waste that they will produce will be between 100 and 150 cubic yards per day, with a daily maximum of 250 cubic yards. To compare that, the city a few years ago approved a similar land use. It was a landscape waste composting facility on the north side of the city, not too far, just right across from the water park. Mm-hmm. And it, again, was in part city, part county, and it was wholly surrounded by a residential platted development that had yet to be began construction of the residence. And at that time, the city was a larger site. It was about 9.5 acres as opposed to this 5-acre site. And they were producing, or they have been producing, about 150,000 cubic yards to 175,000 cubic yards of landscape material annually. This project in that location was called Green Organics, and they did also receive pushback from the developer of the residential property. The city did approve the special use. The special use was allowed to maintain for a period of 5 years. And it also had a stipulation that should any residential parcel have a building permit issued to it, and a homeowner or property owner lives in that location more than 60 days, so they establish residency or occupancy more than 60 days, then that operator would have to begin a 3-year transition into closing down their operation. Yes, and the reason why staff did that, we did some research on the IEPA standards for landscape waste facilities, and that was one of their criteria that you couldn't site anywhere that was within an eighth of a mile of a residence that established occupancy. So we piggybacked on that and said, so if one comes within an eighth of a mile, then you would begin to prepare your closure plan. And that's what is required by the IEPA closure plan. So staff actually met with the petitioner last year. They were thinking about doing this late last year. And we walked them through the process and what it is that we would be looking for. And we had no contact at that time with the owner of the property that surrounded it. Just earlier this year, the owner of the property of the Bristol Ridge development, which wholly surrounds this site, met with staff and said they're interested in rebooting that project. They don't know if the project will be as planned with as much residential as it has. It might be a combination of commercial and industrial with residential. They don't know yet. But they were also concerned about this particular use there. Staff said that, you know, we would look over the plans, the engineering plan, and, we would make some recommendations. So our city engineer did review the engineering plan submitted by the petitioner, and did not find any issue with them. In regards to noise, they've addressed the noise issue with the county side. They're limiting them to their standards at 55 dBA. And I'm looking out into the audience because the senior planner for Kendall County is here tonight. 55 decibels during the nighttime and 65 during the daytime, which almost mimics the city. I think we reduced ours to 60, but that would be consistent. They've also addressed one of our concerns about the initial proposal was to have gravel drive off of Cannonball Trail. We ask that they pave so that they're not kicking up dust coming in and out. There will be truck deposits and unloads and loading, and they agreed to do the first 30 feet. So they addressed that concern. And staff also had a concern about the property that's zoned for residential around it, so we requested that 1/8 mile stipulation, which I believe the county said their special use officer, hearing officer, agreed to put into the ordinance. So that's been addressed. In regards to our land use, which is really the area that we need to be focusing on, our future land use for this area has it as estate conservation residential. And that's kind of a holding pattern because we really didn't know if this developer was going to come in with something new or continue with the residential.
Do you think, though, that that area is going to get built out as a mixed residential, commercial, and industrial?
I don't know. The developer has had a strong track history in Yorkville. They have worked on other developments in other parts of Illinois, but I don't think they have a clear vision of what this development is going to be. They're still kicking that around. But in that ECR, is the abbreviation for that future land use in our comprehensive plan, it does, in addition to that low density detached single family housing, it does see a need to support and retain any existing open space or sensitive environment or scenic features in that area. This property is a lot of, you know, open space, and aside from the home that's there that is being used by the landowner. And then a composting area would forward an open space, in a sense, ish, right? It's landscaping waste. But we still would feel that would be a transitional use. It would not be a final use for that property in the long term. So staff, with our concerns being addressed, we don't have an issue with this because we feel that our city's needs are protected with that buffer area as well as the roadways in that area, because we do have developments that have occurred along Cannonball wouldn't be as
top of the pile exceed the visual barrier?
Well, the proposed barrier was that the petitioner would plant evergreen trees along the eastern, southern, and southwest property lines, which I don't think they're shown on that site plan, but they're supposed to be shown. No, that's what gets them out. They're supposed to be shown the final one, which the final one gave out, the one he gave out Monday night, had it along the south and east side of where he's planning on doing his activities, not along Campbell Trail. But the evergreen trees are supposed to be planted when they're planted, they're supposed to be 5 feet in height and provide a complete buffer to the east, the south, and southwest within 5 years of planting. He's supposed to include the location of trees on his site plan, and he has to maintain the existing tree line and replace trees as quickly as possible.
Is there a county requirement for what the spacing is on the trees to make a visual barrier? How many trees per lineal foot on different property lines?
No, but he's supposed to have a complete buffer within 5 years. So that's assuming that we realize that the trees that he plants are not going to create a complete buffer at first. And that gives him a deadline of getting that complete buffer in place.
So he says that he's giving 70% wood construction debris, and the balance is just landscaping debris. Will he be allowed to take clean wood construction debris, like 2x4s and 2x6s from sites and crush that in, or mulch
no.
or that mulch, yeah. just landscaping debris?
Is just doing
landscaping. So in there, they got a note that says that his men on site will be reviewing all the loads coming in site to ensure it's clean landscaping material. What is non-clean landscaping material? Is that miscellaneous garbage?
That would be garbage. Yeah, that would be garbage. That would be
nails.
Construction
material.
I would think that it'd be important to have to require. Simplify to have a work plan for when they do encounter non-clean construction debris. If they get a load in there that's 10% garbage, what do they do then with that material? Are they burning it on site or are they loading it into a roll-out box?
Those are regulations the IEP would set up, and they actually do rolling inspections. I think they have scheduled inspections and then they have non-scheduled inspections. So the city wouldn't regulate that. The county would get notified if the IEPA finds that they are taking waste. Or they may even be notified by someone else, not through the IEPA.
Did the owner provide any study that shows what they think the decibel level will be at the property line with that tub grinder going on? I saw that there's the county has their own 55 decibel, 65 decibel limit. I don't think that's, I think it's going to be well over that when you're standing at the property line. Have you ever stood next to one of those? It's like a train coming by it.
Right. When he first submitted, and we were discussing about when he would have his hours of operation, general hours of operation as well as hours for using tub grinder, we asked him if the tub grinder manufacturer had any specs on noise. And we were told they did not. So
100%.
It's hard to
guarantee.
Right. So what we said, we used our standard 65 during the day, 55 at night, which is not going to be operating at night, as measured from the complainant's property line.
The complainant's property line, or the
as measured from the complainant's property line.
That's standard.
Does the county have that equipment like the city now does to measure decibel levels? Or the city?
I don't know.
We have the sheriff's department has a decimeter, and that is the decimeter of record
gotcha. When
there is a complaint of noise.
Okay. I'm sorry. It says here that they're only going to be accepting 250 cubic yards a day. 250 cubic yards is like 20 semi-trucks worth of material. It's going to come in big semi-trucks, huge loads, and then it doesn't specify how many loads they'll be shipping out in a day. They could stockpile material for 5 months and then decide to bomb the site and get rid of trucks, 100 trucks in a day to move the material where they want. I think if there's a restriction on how much can be incoming, there should also be a restriction on how much is outgoing. If we're talking about in their submittal that they said it's not going to affect the a settling basin here north of the berms. What is that settling basin for?
That has to do with the
bioswale,
yes.
Yeah, the bioswale.
So the material comes in the bioswale and runs downstream to the settling basin.
Just so it's kept on site.
Yeah.
And it's probably filtered. Green Organics has a long filter so that any landscape debris that goes through there won't travel into the water system.
The only other question I had was, what's really smart is this 30-foot I would also say if they're going to want to put this drain thing in there, they should have some sort of meeting all the way back to the primary facility, not just the first 30 foot. If you look at those pictures, even if they do put 6 inches of stone down on the gravel road there, you're still going to be picking up debris. And you go from the gravel road into this area, there'll be stuff on the tires, and they're going to track all that out onto the street and make it everybody else's problem. Either that or a tire wash station at the property. otherwise, it could cause accidents. That's all I have.
I have a question for you. Where they show the proposed grinder to sit, you've got that heavy dark line going around it, and it's got incoming material storage area. Is that going to be a wall?
I believe so, yes.
How high the wall's going to be?
I don't think they have any.
What's that?
They didn't have that.
They didn't have that? Okay. I mean, that would be, that would help with the noise, at least send it, south, but...
Green Organics has a similar half concrete wall. It's probably 6 to 8 feet.
Oh, okay. But the top of the grinder is probably what? 12 feet in the air, maybe?
Depending on the size of the grinder, yeah.
Okay.
The top of the grinder, you're right.
And so the traffic, with the roads, and is the traffic going to be coming in from Galena down Cannonball, or is it going to come straight through the downtown of Bristol?
Cannonball is a county highway.
Okay.
So it could come from the north or the south.
Okay. That would stink. I mean, that would be, and the one thing about the outgoing, the only thing I thought about the outgoing was it wouldn't be that much different when the farmers blast their seed out. I mean, they bomb it like that when the prices go up, they send it all out. So, I think that would be very hard to say, hey, you can't do that. But I think the traveling through the downtown, I get what you're saying, it's not a big town, but it is your town, so having that traffic come north on Cannonball.
To also mention is kind of across the street, you have an elementary school. And I don't know if you have ever had to have a concentration level. I'm a retired teacher. And if you have a concentration level with a buzzing of noise constantly, think about it. If it was your child, is that the environment you really want them to have day after day after day? We don't have much in Bristol. And that's what we have, is quiet. What's the speed limit?
I don't know.
It's pretty slow. You know what the speed limit is there in Bristol or in Cannonball?
45. I think it might be only 40. Well, it depends on if you're right by the post office and going through. I think it changes right as you get about where that compost
is. A couple things to bring up. At every meeting where we've had on this, the staff of the planning zoning committee has noted that there is no good recommendation to handle odors. There is a recommendation, a restriction in here, that the petitioner or the owner of the business awarded by the special use permit has to live on site. And that doesn't do anything for the odors. It just means that they are going to live there.
The language said if they're going to smell, they would bury the pile. Is that just like sticking forks in it and tossing them around?
That's how business is managed. It's possible to run a business like this and have minimized odors. It is also possible to not effectively run a business like this and have a lot of odors. And that's where the problem arises. When this went before the Kendall County Regional Planning Commission, The vote there was 5-1 in favor. The person who voted no said that they voted, well, they didn't say why they voted no, but all their questions dealt with odors. And when this went to the Planning, Building, and Zoning Committee meeting on this past Monday night, the 12th, there were concerns about odors. There was concerns about the ability of the IEPA to regulate this use. And there were concerns that this was not an appropriate use for this location, given that it's entirely residential zone around there. Especially his hearing officer, when he had his hearing, I did recommend approval of it. When the Planning, Building, and Zoning Committee met Monday night, their vote was 4-1 not to advance it to the county board. It should be noted that that was not a negative recommendation, and it was not a positive recommendation, so that this proposal is kind of in limbo at this moment in the county. So, I'm not exactly sure how that's going to ultimately play out, if it's dead or if it's going to come back. But the county board, there's 10 people on the county board. The petitioner would have to get 6 people to vote for it in order for it to pass. And there are 4 individuals who have very strong concerns about this proposal. So,
Christy, how do we make the recommendations? Do we make a list? How does that
work? You can forward your comments to me, but the city council is the one that forwards their final recommendation. So if you forward them to me, I can, in this context, list them out. I will incorporate them into, so in your motion, list out your comments, your recommendations. I'll incorporate them into the recommendation from you guys to the city council.
One other time, we can strongly oppose it.
Yeah, so there's your ability. Now, your ability is to either say, okay, we're fine with this, or you can formally oppose it. You can also make recommendations, which the county is not required to take into consideration, but that, you know, in our meeting minutes and in your recommendations to the city council, you forwarded those recommendations.
Once we're down here, we're going up to the city council.
Yes, the city council. But for action of either favorable recommendation or a formal objection.
Final determinations.
Right. And the same balance would happen. When you create a formal objection, then the county has to have a supermajority in order to approve it, which is what Matt is saying is going to be required anyway.
Not for special use.
Oh, not for special use.
For variant, for rezoning.
Correct.
The next scheduled meeting of this would go to the county's PBZ committee, July the 10th. The Yorkville City Council meets between now and then, so.
So you're just so the county's just waiting to see what the city's going to do.
No, the county is the county has not advanced the project out of their committee.
Gotcha.
So that buys Yorkville time to comment if you choose.
Okay.
So if there are any formal recommendations aside from the ones that staff has implemented,
I have the concerns that another committee brought up over the noise level, the school. The roads.
I think it's speculative, but will that storm basin catch all of the potential contaminants?
Well, that's right.
I would say
it depends on how it's managed.
Yeah.
It depends on how it's managed.
Yeah.
When you're making landscaping or malls, they die a lot of times. Can they do that dye on site? And if that runs, if rainwater runs that dye, does that die? I don't know.
He said he wasn't going to use any dye. But that, I don't think there's a restriction there that says
you can't.
He can say it if it's not restricted. Yes, it does.
Keep in mind that a long-standing restaurant that is one of the only things we have is within a stone's throw of that. And think about sitting there and eating if there's a dissatisfactory odor, that will kill that business. And if you... think about the fact that...
It's like the Bristol tap.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like right by that. And, I realize it's not my time to talk, but this is a critical one. It's a very critical one. It's kind of like you didn't like your lumber guy down in the middle of downtown New York. So we work on that problem, and I'm not hoping that we have, you know, a problem like that down the road that you didn't find inviting in your downtown.
Wasn't there trouble with flies with the other one, too?
Green organics?
So staff is kind of recommending, it says ish.
Staff said that the concerns that we expressed had been addressed.
Okay.
And that the county had incorporated those into their final recommendation.
Gotcha.
But if there's anything outside of what staff has recommended, please let me know now. So are you recommending that they pave all the way?
I think they should have.
Have a consensus on that?
I mean, you're saying to pave their whole lot?
Well,
no. Let's, for instance, the last couple of weeks, right? It's been very dry. If you see any of these trucks driving on gravel paths, they're picking up a ton of dust. Yes, they are up on the outer limits of town. What exactly is that going to affect? Not a whole heck of a lot, but the way you should handle it is by spraying the roads with water and canning them down so that you're not. You know, bringing dust all over town, and the dust clings to the trucks, and it goes on the street, and makes everything else dirty. It's not the end of the world, but if we're coming up with recommendations, I would think we would want to recommend that you have a paved lot up to your work area so that we don't track stuff from your site onto the county roads, and then onto the city roads, et cetera, et cetera. And if they're going to have a business venture there, and they're going to be bringing in X amount of trucks a day, I think it's a small expense to make sure that they have a correct service to get back to their site.
Well, can I ask a question? Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So, like, if we're going to give them the thumb, I mean, we can say no, right? We can say, no, thank you. We don't really like it, right?
We can forward a recommendation of opposition.
Okay.
That
we can just, that's really how we're either going to approve it with some stipulation, or we're going to oppose it, correct? Okay. So
no, we're not approving. We're just saying
recommending
favorable.
Yes or no.
Yes.
Okay. Well, can I ask you guys?
What do you think?
Well, that's what I'm trying to get. I'm like, I kind of don't, like, initially when I first saw it and I looked and I sat down and talked to Christy and talking a little more about it, I like the 8th mile buffer. I hate the fact that it's going to be in this neighborhood. That's silly. But initially, then we could also put a time limit on it. So, you know, we could say the 8 mile buffer plus a 5-year deal. But that really gives them 8 years. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's, I just think it's like just a bad spot. And I'm mad at the farmer for not selling out to the developer. He should have sold it out. You know, but whatever. So, so my point is, like, I'm leaning more towards opposing it. Just saying no.
Right.
We're not in favor.
I think it drastically changes the character of the north side of Bristol. If it was a mile outside.
Plus, it doesn't fit in our. It doesn't fit in our comprehensive plan. You know, I mean.
We can't go against our plan because you're putting something there that is going to.
It's going to be hard to get it. And it's going to make it hard to go away.
It's hard to argue with 2 to 5 jobs.
But it's not 20 to 30 years. You know what I mean?
20 to 30, and if it's not right for the other, it's not right.
Right.
I can tell you the way I feel.
Go ahead.
I'm not for it.
Okay.
Period.
Jeff. It's bad.
Especially with the school and all that.
It's bad.
I mean, what we say or think isn't going to affect whether it goes.
No, exactly.
We can at least give the recommendations that we feel would at least make it better, or should someone else think it should go.
I don't think it could get better.
Right?
I think it does change the character of Bristol. It's a very small community, given the proximity of, again, a school, a restaurant. Too many unknowns.
The neighbors.
Okay. The neighbors. The traffic, too.
I mean, yeah, the traffic.
Don?
I am not a science guy at all on any of this, so I don't understand how this works. But I do know that when we get mulch delivered to our house, our yard smells like poop for a couple days.
Right.
And if you've got big piles of stuff that smells like poop, I don't know, it's going to smell like poop. And little taps not going to be that cool to go to.
Right.
Despite the fact they're wonderful cupcakes.
One other thing that I forgot to mention is the plan shows one grinder, but the language in the plan says plural grinders. There would be an option for them to have more than one on site, which just compounds everything they got going on now.
Well, and if you look at where they were going to put the one, in that walled off section, you could put a whole bunch, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I personally would like to oppose it. Do we need to take a vote on that?
Yes,
okay?
Please.
We can
have it on the record.
Okay. All in favor of opposing? Do we have to do a motion first? Or just?
Yes, it would be. You should say all of those in favor of the request as presented by staff. And then take the votes, you do it in the affirmative. And then if they're not in favor of it, then they would vote against it. Because staff is recommending it with conditions.
Okay.
So if they're against it outright,
yes,
to oppose it, then they...
Is there any staff conditions that you need to go over?
There's only two from staff, and they've already applied them, so there were no additional conditions. Unless you guys were recommending them, that's what I was asking.
Okay. Sorry, the whole affirmative.
So,
screwed up.
We're looking at maybe affecting the quality of a town.
Yes.
A very small town.
Yes, I know. That's what I don't like to, handcuff or, say absolutely not to some entrepreneur. However, given this particular spot, it just doesn't fit. It's just bad. So, okay.
I drove by there on the way home tonight. There's a big pile of stuff piled there now. What is that?
He has a special use permit to be a landscaper.
Yeah, but this is looks like a big pile of...
It's debris.
Just landscape debris.
It's going to be mulch.
I mean, it's, he is zoned A1 agricultural.
Yeah.
And with that zoning, he's allowed to have that.
Okay.
Well, how... when he does this here, my understanding would be you'd have big piles like that, 250 feet long, two of them, side by side. Doesn't sound that attractive to me. And there's the poop factor. I'm sorry, I can't get away from that.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so let me try to put a motion together here. If someone tell me if this is okay.
Sure.
May I have a motion to approve or to... Right? Because that's what we want. We want a motion to recommend staff's recommendations for the mile and a half review. Correct?
Correct.
Okay, a motion.
So you would be recommending you would be sending a favorable recommendation. So if you are for the project as presented, then you say yes. If you're against it and would like to oppose it, then you would vote nay.
Correct.
Okay.
So I need somebody to motion, say...
Somebody is.
In consideration of the fact that the staff has recommended, had made certain recommendations to pass on, motion is made to have a vote on approving or denying their recommendations. How's that?
Oh, good enough. Can we get a second? Second? Okay. Roll call, vote on the motion. To approve.
To recommend.
Okay,
yes. Olson?
No.
Goins?
No.
Perez?
No.
Markham?
No.
Harker?
No.
Thank you.
So the motion is?
Failed.
And now we can recommend strongly that in favor.
Sure, if you want to do a separate motion to oppose. To do a formal opposition to the county.
So
when you do a formal opposition, we'll file that with the county so that they'll know our position.
We don't do a formal opposition to the county.
Correct. Even though the town is represented tonight, it just puts it in writing.
Okay.
Any return of the word, does that make sense?
I wasn't paying attention. So I defer.
She says this.
She'll confess.
Apparently, I wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
We thought we were done.
So this is a motion to formally object to the special use petition presented before us tonight.
In consideration of the discussion between the members of the Planning and Zoning Commission, we would forward our opposition to the proposal as in its current form.
Strong.
Second.
May I get a roll call vote on the motion, please?
Yes. Goins?
Yes.
Juarez?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Harker?
Yes. This strongly disapproved, opposed is approved. Okay, awesome. All right, moving on. Don't put it there.
The City Council action updates. The first one is the approval from the City Council for the text amendment in regards to definitions that we discussed at last meeting. That was approved by City Council. No objections. So that has been codified, and that's related to the definitions for health and fitness clubs.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's been done. And you have a copy of the ordinance in your packet, just in case if you want to know the language. The next one is a county action update, actually. This is the Jets towing map that we talked about last year.
Yeah.
This has finally been approved. This is one we did the formal objection to.
Uh-huh.
The county had to have supermajority to pass it. They did. And a copy of the rezoning is in the packet for you.
Okay.
Yes. I believe the county was very happy with staff for opposition.
Was not happy
with staff.
So,
but I just wanted to let you know.
Our staff?
Yes. So I just wanted to let you know that even though we did file a formal objection, the county did go ahead and approve that.
That's what I was just thinking.
The difference in them is requires that they have a higher vote total. Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's a super majority?
It's three quarters of the county board.
Right.
Half person, so it's 8 out of 10.
Gotcha. Okay.
Is there any other requirements for moving to that?
There was 8 out of 10. The thing to keep in mind, one of the things that dragged this out for as long as it did, is that at various points in time when I would get up to vote the county board, there might only be 7 members there. Mm-hmm. And so they would lay it over.
No path petition.
The attorney for the petition would give a count heads right before the vote. Yeah,
say
motion, request
a layover,
somebody would motion, somebody would
second,
and that would pass in simple majorities.
So really what we
did
is really
nothing. No, the provision is there because we do have a state and it happens within our boundaries, but we are not the authority because it's not within our corporate boundaries, so we shouldn't have a final say, but we should have an opportunity to express
what's
her
opinion.
Right.
Okay.
No. All it requires is for our city attorney to draft up a formal objection, and then they send the letter to the county board.
It just puts a little more on them.
Right. And it makes it in the permanent record. So
gotcha.
In the future, people say, well, why didn't you say anything, city? Well,
right.
Here it is. We did object.
Gotcha.
So.
Cool. Okay. So we stay the good guys. Yeah.
Because who knows if we'll all be here in 20 years defend what we did here tonight.
So. I can sleep good tonight.
All righty.
The last item, number four, is Yorkville-Kendall County Future Land Use Plan differences. So earlier this year, I went to the Kendall County. They have an annual planning meeting. They invite all of the
cities and municipalities within the county to talk about things that are going on in the city, and staff updated the county again about our recent adoption of our comprehensive plan, and they were concerned about some of the discrepancies that we have in future land use in our plan as compared to their plan. And I think this stemmed from our objection to the Jets Towing Act. So they directed my colleague here to go and look into the discrepancies and kind of provide them with a formal memo of what it was that the differences were. So our corporate boundary is 22 square miles, but our 1.5 mile boundary is about 40 something square miles. And then those 40 square miles, there were only about 10, a handful, two handfuls of discrepancies. So staff responded with this memo, and basically what we're saying is that our comprehensive plan is more up to date than the county's. The county's was originally done in 1994, and then they've had amendments since then in 1997 through 2011, and then I stayed out what those kind of amendments were, but staff felt that our comprehensive plan not only took into consideration economic factors, the recent, housing stall, engineering and future infrastructure needs, and we did that more recently, and we did a holistic approach, and it wasn't a patch to our existing comprehensive plan, it was a whole reboot. We felt that our comprehensive plan reflects more of the current state of where the city's boundaries that we see can, more accurately can go. And our comprehensive plan has set a horizon of 10 years. So this is a snapshot of 10 years. This is not the future. This is not a crystal ball that's going to say this is what happened. And there's language in our comprehensive plan, actually, on page 80 that talks about the approach, and I'll read specifically what it says. It says, the approach of the future land use designations was to establish a balance between land uses to ensure a stable and growing tax base and realistically address the changes experienced in the local and regional economic conditions. Although the comprehensive plan land use map is a guide to future development and zoning decisions, it is also meant to be adjusted and changed when circumstances warrant a change in planning direction in any given area of the city. So we've also looked through the map as well. We found a few discrepancies in the discrepancies that were mentioned in the counties. And so you see the area highlighted on the map and where they are. Staff doesn't feel there's anything that needs to be changed on our end, but we will be willing to work with the county if they do. We've been told that they may move forward with formally writing a letter to us asking us to reconsider our comprehensive plan. I don't think that will be the posture of the city, or definitely won't be the posture of a recommendation from staff, but I wanted to get your input. If you feel that this is something that we should support or look at changing our comprehensive plan. Okay.
So we should change the current, the new one, to comply with the old one that the county's got?
No.
Is that what
back
you
in 94.
No.
Sorry.
No, thank you.
I just want to make sure I understand. Because I was paying attention.
Hey!
Okay.
Do we need to do anything else?
No, there's no action item. It's just informational. Okay. I think I'll be providing that.
Absolutely. Okay. Awesome. Nothing further.
Nothing further.
Seeing that there's nothing further on the agenda tonight, may I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?